Welcome to another episode of the Sparkles of Gold Astrology Manifesto Podcast. My name is Nicolas Polymenakos. Another episode of Three Questions. I am with...
Gemini Brett.
First question. What's your favorite astrological technique?
I'm a big fan of astrolocality, but in the moment when I'm teaching here at the ESAR conference, I call directed perfections, and I'm nerding out about it right now.
Quickly, have you always dealt with directed perfections, or when did that come to you?
2 years ago, I noticed it was happening in charts, so I learned about perfections at the NORWAC conference, probably in 2013 or 2014 from Chris Brennan, and started applying them and saw that they really worked, and that got me into traditional astrology and whole sign houses. And I noticed that it wasn't like just the whole sign working for the whole year, but that you could also look at movement from the first to the last degree during the course of the year, and that it really worked. So I thought I invented it, and then I recently realized that it's been a thing like throughout the whole medieval tradition especially.
Great, thanks. Second question. What's your earliest memory connected to astrology?
Well, astrology is so much more than some symbolic language alone. Astrology is the poetic breath of nature. So it would be my first memory in life. But I will say when I was 10 years old, I first saw the Milky Way. And since then, I knew it would be something involved with the stars for me. I had no idea it would be astrology. Thought I was going to be astronaut till I saw what astronauts had to go through. And then that was done. Then I tried to be a star myself, chasing a saxophone around the world. Then engineering, and I thought I'd maybe send robots to Mars or something. But that looked like it might lead me to the get stuck in the building weapons racket. And so through a series of weird synchronicities and dark nights, suddenly I realized that I'm an astrologer, and looking back, all of it makes sense. So yeah, I would say I was 10 years old. I was actually playing saxophone at night and found like a place away from other people that I could play. And I saw the Milky Way for the first time, and I've been looking up ever since.
Thank you for that. Third and last question. Any books you're reading right now that have nothing to do with astrology?
I'm reading The Alchemist again, and nothing has nothing to do with astrology. So it's impossible, as you know now, Nicholas, to counter anything and not have some astrological insight about it. So it's my first time reading The Alchemist cover to cover with astrological gnosis. Yeah, but it's not written as an astrology book, so I guess it's a legitimate answer to the third question.
It is. And just so you know, from these three question interviews, a lot of the answers I get, like, astrology is always connected, just so you know, some other astrologers. Thank you for answering my three questions. Where can people find out more about you?
I'm GeminiBrett.com. Brett has two T's, like any Gemini should, twin things. And you can find out all about me there. I teach astronomy for astrologers, and I have a school that's called the School of Earth Astrology.
Thanks for joining me on the podcast.
My sincere pleasure, friend.